Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
This guy might get called a counsellor and a psychologist by some people, but around here we prefer to keep it casual. Here, he's our personal trainer for the mind, Mara Steepers. Now, there's been a study done on how we learn. What did they come up with?
Yeah, you've heard the age-old expression that you've got to learn from your mistakes. We hear it often and we often believe it, but there's just recently been some kind of, scientific, psychological research in the area that's borne some of that stuff out. So some guys by the name of Cornell, Hayes and Bjork at UCLA in California did a study involving some word associations and found that people are actually more likely to recall, and recall is a sign of how we've learned, if the conditions, if the way that we've set about learning have actually allowed us to be wrong. So learning from not being right. And this is really important because it gives us all permission to take a chance and allow ourselves to actually be wrong, because in the long run, we might actually be more likely to learn. So basically the idea is that, and what they found was that when we try to learn something or we take a guess at some information, we try to posit an answer and we're not correct, we are then instantly primed then for the information for the correct answer, for the learning. And so therefore we're more likely to be able to actually recall that. So the idea that trying and failing something is actually a lot more beneficial. And basically, this is some wide-ranging things because we learn throughout our entire life. Specifically, it might be really helpful if you're studying at the moment or you're looking at studying to go, say, to the end of the textbook and try some of those questions there. Try and have a think about what the answers might be. Try them, get them wrong, and then go and do the learning. And again, what that means is that you're more likely to take on that information and remember it. But even in our everyday life, we all rely quite heavily now. We're an information-rich society. We all rely quite heavily on internet resources. When you don't know something, when you're having a chat with a friend or you're at work and you don't know something, we're so quick to get to jump online and Google it or go on Wikipedia and try and find the answer. A small thing that you might be able to do just to make sure that you actually take that information on is actually have a think about it for 5 minutes. Try and have an answer prepared for yourself and then go and seek the information. And in that small way then, when you actually find out the real answer, you're a lot more likely to be able to recall that and able to have stored that and learnt that if for the long run. So it's okay to try and fail. We actually might be more beneficial at learning if we do.
Anytime you want to hear Maris's advice again or pass it on to a friend, you can listen to Mind Games on our website, salvos.org.au/radio. salvos.org.au/radio.